Blog Talk Radio.
If there's one thing I've learned, as I'm just realizing, yeah, we've got to keep the commandment. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah. I used to be, oh no,
I'ma change my life, I'ma do things right, yeah.
Even when
it's hard, I gotta
be
faithful like it is to me.
I'ma do my best. The truth back and forth too much.
No,
this time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure. Yeah, cause I don't wanna live the way I did before. Oh, no.
Shalom, shalom, everyone, and welcome to the Tehillah Praise Show. This is your host, Tehillah, also known as Pamela Yvonne, and I want to thank you all for listening in on today. Today, our special guest is Moray Cottrell Ben Yosef Ben Israel, hailing from New York, and we're glad to have him on the show today. He is the author of the upcoming book, Echoes of the Prophets. He's currently here with us in Virginia during the Israelite United Goshen Boot Camp, and it's been an honor to fellowship and train with him and many others who've joined us here. Right before Moray joins us, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has followed the Tehillah Praise Show down through the years, and thank you for all of those who have understood my sabbatical and encouraged me to get back on the air. So, Todah, thank you to you. Thank you for listening to that wonderful selection by the Tribe of Judah entitled Keep the Commandments. And without further ado, I would like you to say hello. Murray Country L. Shalom, shalom, Aki.
Shalom, shalom, Wakosi. And shalom, family. We pray to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. And all his blessings towards us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Murray, we're going to get right on into the Q&A segment because we only have a few minutes. We've got 30 minutes, and I know there's so much to cover. And we might have to do a part two eventually, another time, if we're not able to get everything in today. But okay. I just wanted to get you on the air and just share some of the insights that you've been sharing with us here at the boot camp and training and talking about the day of Yah. And what we need to do as Israelites to prepare for that day. And to just speak about your upcoming book, which is Echoes of the Prophets that give us insight and instructions on what to do to prepare ourselves for that day. Right before we get into that, I wanted to ask you, as an Israelite from birth, can you share any insight or advice with those of us that have just begun to walk this walk and coming into the knowledge of the truth?
Well, as an Israelite who has known himself for quite a while, my advice to Israelites that are coming into the knowledge of self at this point in time is to realize and understand the full ramifications of what it is to be an Israelite. Just the name alone carries vibrations with it, because the name was acquired by our forefather Yaakov wrestling an angel. And the blessing that he got was that the angel changed his name to Yisrael, which means he who has striven with Yah and man and has prevailed.
Hallelujah.
And it carries a vibration that you're in a battle, but in the end you prevail. So we've taken on the title of Yisrael, and you have to expect that there's going to be a battle and a fight in your everyday life.
Okay.
So that would be my advice, to be prepared for it.
Okay.
Because it's not easy street. You ain't
going
to get no instant blessing, and you're not going to see, like, miracles dropping out of heaven just because you're an Israelite. There's work to do.
There's
and
work
battles
to do.
To fight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope you guys got there. There is work to do. And it's not going to be easy, but we're going to get it done. Hallelujah.
Without question.
Now, let me ask you a question. How did you conceive the concept for your book, Echoes of the Prophets?
Well, Echoes of the Prophet, my inspiration from Yah, comes from me being an Israelite for such a long time and going to congregations and synagogues and temples and camps, learning basically the root of what I know from my father. Him coming out of Judaism on Shabbat, we would learn the five books of Moses during the whole course of the year and go back to that cycle year in and year out, the first five books of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Within that, they have what they call half Torahs. And in the half Torah portion, some of them go into the history, the kings and the judges and various other things that pertain to our history. Another half Torahs go into the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always listen to the half Torahs in relationship to the prophecy, because they always, you know, amaze me that Yah would gather his people back and take us back to our land and various promises that he would make through these half Torahs, but we never really fully went into the study of what the prophets were saying.
Okay.
And even now, most of the congregations, they do the same thing. They go from Genesis to Deuteronomy and back to Genesis to complete a year cycle of study in the first five books of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the first five books of Moses was the foundation of what we are as a nation. Our inception, why Yah chose us, why we're in the position that we're in, because everybody knows that Deuteronomy 28 tells us the prophecies of Moses that we would wind up in slavery again in Egypt by ship, and that's how we identify ourselves. It's like a fingerprint. But we stop there. We don't go to Deuteronomy 30, where he said, when all these things have come upon me, the children of Israel, the blessing and the curse, that these are the things that we would have to do in order to get back to the land and back to the Creator. And the first thing he said, the main thing that he said, was return to Yah with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, you and your children. And then he would begin to free us from our captivity and bring how many blessings? Like 20 blessings.
Yes.
Based on just returning alone. So that pretty much intrigued me to look up what the rest of the prophets were saying in regards to returning to Yah with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And you come to find out, all of them have that same command, that if we want to get out of all these trials and tribulations that we're going through, that we would have to return to Yah with all our heart, soul, and might with our children.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he said it so many times, so I looked at it as an echo, because Yah keeps saying it over and over and over and over again.
Indeed.
And in my mind, why he got to say over and over again? Because we're a hard-headed, stiff-necked people. So if we didn't get it from Moses, we'll get it from Isaiah. If we didn't get it from Isaiah, we'll get it from Jeremiah.
Exactly.
If we didn't get it from Jeremiah, we'll get it from Ezekiel. If we didn't get it from Ezekiel, we'll get it from Daniel. If we didn't get it from Daniel, we'll get it from Hosea.
Wow.
If we get it from Hosea, we'll get it from Michael or Malachi or Zephaniah or Zechariah.
Exactly.
So Yah is repeating himself with a message that's commanding us to be prepared for this day of wrath that he's going to place upon all the nations of the earth, including Israel.
Including
and he's coming to Israel first, because Israel is where Yah wants to dwell. He dwells in the midst of his people, which is Israel. So when he comes, his presence is here. He comes to the house of Israel first, because that's where his presence is maintained. That's our job as a nation, to maintain the presence of the Creator on earth. So he said Judah is his sanctuary, and Israel is his dominion. And cataclysmic things happen after that. He said the sea soared and fled. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. With LFD, the mountains that you skip like rams, the hills like lambs.
Mercy, Father.
So people are familiar with that scripture. But the presence of Yah comes to Israel first.
Mm-hmm.
And at the presence of Yah, creation trembles.
Okay. Wow.
Salah.
Echoes of the prophet. So really there is no excuse whatsoever not to be able to understand the instruction, because it's repeated over and over and over again.
Is that we think that the 613 laws that Moses gave us is where Yah's commands stop. But you have to understand the commands that Yah gives us apply to the times that we're in. So he gave us the commands that apply to the times that we're in. And the law is meant to be done in the land. Not to say that we should have righteousness and integrity and do good with the works that we're doing, but it's impossible for us to do the 613 law, statutes, and commandments while we're scattered in captivity, because we have to be a people in a nation in order to minister to the spirit of Yah in the land, because he's the holy Elohim, we're the holy people, and he dwells in the holy land.
Hallelujah. Wow. That's why it's so important to understand who we are as a people.
Not only who we are, but what our purpose is as a nation.
What our purpose is.
Because we're not the oldest of nations. We're not the greatest of nations.
That's
we're not the strongest of nations.
That's right.
And he put us in that position again where he took away our nationhood to the degree now that we're Israelites practicing religion, not nationality, which is why the nation of Islam is so further ahead of us, because they're thinking nation and not religion. They turned the religion into a nation, and we've turned a nation into a religion. We're practicing Judaism. Right.
Yeah.
So we should be way further ahead than the nation of Islam, because we are, in fact, the nation of Israel.
That's it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for that insight. Now, segueing from that, kind of just share a little bit the seriousness of the day of Yah, as some know it as the day of the Lord. That's
right.
The way it's worded in the King James Bible. But just kind of share the seriousness of that, because people think the day of the Lord is just for, the day of Yah is just for everybody else, you know, and how we as a people are going to feel a bit of that as well, depending on what side of the situation we're on.
It's true. There is what's called in the Deathly Scrolls, the Sons of Light and Sons of Darkness.
Right.
And you'll find that most of the sons of darkness are the nations of the earth. The core of the sons of darkness are the families that plotted against us. And you'll find that in the 83rd Psalm, where Esau, Moab, Ammon, Ishmael sat down with other nations to plot to destroy us as a nation and take away the name of Israel from being a nation. And that's what they've achieved in the earth. And this is why Yah is bringing vengeance, because his intention was that the nation of Israel be a nation where his spirit could dwell on earth with mankind, because that was his intention from the beginning of creation,
indeed,
to walk with man. But the fact that Adam violated his command and ate from the fruit, Yah withdrew his spirit from Adam. and then Adam had to fend for himself, in essence, because the blessings that were given to him were taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah's intention in creation is to continue to walk with man on earth. So he saw after he brought the first judgment of the flood upon the earth, because he said that it grieved him that he had made man, because man is evil from his youth.
Mm-hmm.
He flooded the earth and destroyed the people that were in the earth at that time, the Nephilim, the giants, and all the corruption that was going on, all the violence that was going on. And he started over with Noah and his family. Subsequent to him judging the earth and saving the seed of Adam at that time, mankind built the Tower of Babel under Nimrod in a challenge to the Most High. The Most High judged them again by scattering them to the four corners of the earth, which was their fear. Their intent was to build a tower to the Creator and challenge him so that they would not be scattered to the four corners of the earth. The Most High brought their fears upon them and scattered them, gave them different tongues and different languages, which subsequently became nations and ethnics and cultures in their various regions and territories. The Most High was searching for the seed of Adam to return to him, to praise his name, to give him thanks. And he found that in our father Abraham. And because he found it in our father Abraham, he made an everlasting covenant with him. And he told him that through his seed, that he would be the father of many nations, that through his seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. So in essence, the Most High started back over again from scratch. And our nation was created, like I said, even though it wasn't the greatest or the strongest nation, and he told us, there's nations in the land of Canaan that are greater and mightier than you.
Mm-hmm.
But fear them not, because I'm with you. We had just come out of Egypt, which is really our birth, and we got a constitution through the law to practice in our land, because he said, don't practice the ways of the people. Don't bow down to the powers and the gods that they worship and serve.
That's right.
He said, make sure you break their statues and their altars and dash and pieces, you know, their idols.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our mission, to get rid of all the false deities in the Holy Land and become a holy people in the Holy Land with the presence of Yah in our midst.
Indeed.
So for the day of Yah, because these nations plotted to destroy us as a nation, they, in essence, evicted Yah from the Holy Land, because his presence is always with us, no matter where we are. But his intent is to be in that place that he calls the Holy Land. And they're fighting over that land today. Why? Because our brother Esau picked up the name Israel, and they sat down at the conference table and said, no, the name of Israel shall be no more in existence.
Yeah.
So to this day, Ishmael, Moab, and Ammon want to take the name of Israel off the map, which is why people don't understand why these people want to blow Israel off the map. But Yah's anger with mankind for still being evil and violent and wicked in his creation, when he's supposed to have dominion over it, he's bringing judgment again. And this judgment is the final judgment. It's the purifying fire. And there is a preparation for it. And it's not found in Revelations. It's not found under Edgar Casey. It's not found in the Nostradamus. Because these are the things that most people point to.
Mm-hmm.
What are the prophets saying about the day of Yah? If you go to Joel, he tells you it's going to be a dark and gloomy day. Mm-hmm. And what is our mission? What is he commanding us to do? He says, blow the trumpets in Zion, sound the alarm on the holy mountain, that all the people of the earth know that the day of Yah is coming,
mm-hmm.
that the day of Yah is at hand.
Yes.
And he repeats it in Isaiah 13. So you go from Isaiah 13 to Joel, they basically saying it's the same thing. And in that day of visitation, the day of judgment, the day when Yah pours his wrath out, not just on the earth, but the heavens too, the powers that be in heaven that are contrary to the ways of Yah, he's judging. So there's a preparation. They call it doomsday prepping, but it ain't the doomsday they're talking about. It's the doomsday for those, even the people that have died, the souls that have passed. When you read the book of Daniel 12, he says he's going to raise the dead out of the grave, and some going to wake up to everlasting life, and some to everlasting abhorrence. So the people that thought they got away with crime on the earth, or murder on the earth, or violating Yah's law on the earth, are still going to be judged in that day. And that's the day that Yah's going to purify his creation in total, so that the wicked is conquered and death is conquered and his original intent is executed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing that in a way that's so simplified, there's no way to misunderstand
mm-hmm.
what the Most High's intent is.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know the time is winding up. I want to get a couple more questions in. yeah, it's 12:20. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. But just looking at the general conditions of our people as a whole in Israel, all over the world, not just here in the United States, but we're everywhere. And our condition is the same. What word of advice would you give the teachers and elders of Israel worldwide right now? Because this word and this message and this understanding is not being taught. So what would you suggest, or what word of advice would you give them?
To
the leaders of our people.
I would tell them to examine more than just the prophet Moses
mm-hmm.
and to stop just reading the half Torahs briefly, to go into the fullness of the book of Isaiah,
okay.
go into the fullness of the book of Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
go into the fullness of all the prophets that have written.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't write on their own. They're speaking the word of the Most High. And in their writings, they're showing his plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Moshe gave us a glimpse, but he didn't give us the full picture of the future, what was going to happen to us as a nation and the people.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't bring the full day of Yah. He does bring a portion of the day of Yah, but he doesn't bring the full portion of the day of Yah. Most High sends his other prophets to give an explanation of what the day of Yah is going to be and what our preparation is. Because it's not just returning. It's returning to Yah with all our soul and might. It's seeking Yah while he can be found. It's gathering the children of Israel, whoever we are. And gathering Israel means that we gather our people worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be like you because they're 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the bones of the body. Every bone in your body plays an essential role, but none of them are the same.
Absolutely.
So we can't just link with brothers and sisters that are like us or like-minded with us. We have to gather all of Yah's people because
mm-hmm.
we're all scattered, and
mm-hmm.
Yah is going to make the separation that needs to be made for the rebels that are in the midst of us.
Indeed.
So our mission is to gather our people, whether you're in a crack house, in the church, in the mosque, mm-hmm. whether you're messianic or whatever, and let Yah be the judge, because we're preparing for that day that we have to walk through the fire and through the water and witness 1,000 falling on our side, the 10,000 on our right hand, and not
mm-hmm.
come nigh to us. We have to witness the day when Yah withdraws the sun shining and the moon shining and the stars shining and shakes mightily the
mm-hmm.
earth with his presence. He said, every man is going to tremble like a woman in travail. So what man are you leaning on? If every man is going to be like a woman in travail, you're
exactly.
dealing with the Most High Creator of the universe.
That's
you're
right.
not dealing with a man. You're dealing with the Creator of the sun, moon, and stars, the one who stretched out the heavens,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the span. He says to us, who was with me when I did that? Wasn't man.
Nobody.
It was wisdom. Wisdom was with him.
Hallelujah.
But she says she was there from the beginning of his ways, the first of his works of all.
That's right.
And she was set up from everlasting. So if anybody was with him, it was wisdom.
Indeed.
The advice to the leaders, I would say, is to study what Yah's plan is for his day of wrath and what we need to do to get
mm-hmm.
through it. Return, gather, seek, fear not. Because
mm-hmm.
in understanding Yah's plan, you know how devastating the day is going to be.
Exactly.
But he's telling us not to fear, because we are supposed to be prepared, because we know that it's coming. And Yah is not. And calling upon his name is going to take us to the secret place that protects us
mm-hmm.
and makes us a witness to the judgment for the day of the wicked that's coming.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, one key thing you just said is calling on his name.
Oh, that's going to be a big problem for some people.
Hallelujah. Would you like to expound on that just a little bit?
Well, he echoes it all through the scriptures. My name alone.
Mm-hmm.
I will not give my glory unto another.
Mm-hmm.
We blaspheme his name. He says that he's not doing this for our righteousness' sake,
but
for the
name.
Fact that we have blasphemed his name amongst the Gentiles. It just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I have to write the book to break down the plan of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And how I came to these conclusions was that I went to college, and there's a certain way you could read a book. You could read a book from chapter to chapter
mm-hmm.
all the way to the end, or you can extract a certain topic out of the book that needs to be extracted. That's where you get documentation and note-taking and writing bibliographies
mm-hmm.
based on a specific subject of a book. So if you research salvation, if you Google salvation or go onto an online Bible and punch in the word salvation and look at all the precepts that talk about salvation, it basically gives you a preparation for the day of Yah. If you look, Google, or punch in the day of Yah or the day of Yah's wrath on an online Bible, you will see references to this day of Yah. If you punch in the commands that you find when he's talking about this day of Yah, like seek, return, gather, fear not, wait, humble yourself, various other divine directives, I call them, because they're commands to this generation, so that we could get through the fire and through the water, through this day of wrath that Yah is talking about. And sometimes we confuse commands with the laws that are in the first five books of Moses, and commands are fluid because the Most High commanded our forefathers when they were in the wilderness to gather manna for 6 days, and on the seventh day, that they would not gather any, that to gather double on the sixth day, so they would have for the seventh day. And that was a command for that generation. That's not a command for our time.
Exactly.
Again, there's some commands that turn into legislation, because he commanded the children of Israel to put the blood on a doorpost. Then he made it a legislation that we recognize what happened then and do the symbols of it throughout our generations, that we prepare a lamb and observe the Passover and the month of Abib. So that command to that generation was a memorial and legislation that was put into law for all generations, but all commands don't apply to all generations. And the commands that apply to this generation are found in the prophecies. What must we do? Return all our households and might with our children. Seek Yah while he can be found. Return to Yah. So when we punch in these commands, you'll find them all throughout what the prophets are saying. And with these commands, Yah promises. And the more you look through these commands, the more blessings you see Yah adds to them through various prophets.
Hallelujah.
So these are things that our leaders need to seek and teach our people.
Hallelujah.
So we have a perspective, he says, without a vision, the people perish. So you're calling on the wrong name in that day, Most I was not going to answer you. If you don't call on him now and you find out his name later in that day, it might be too late to call his name then, because he don't even know you.
That's it.
He may know you, but he know that you haven't been calling on him until that time.
Exactly.
There's going to be a time of trouble for Jacob, like the Most I said, but out of it, Jacob shall be saved. So the ones Yah loves, he put them in a possible situation by himself, that we cry out to him and he comes to the rescue and magnifies himself in the eyes of our people, in the eyes of the nation, to let the world and our people know that there is only one creator and one true supreme being of the universe.
Hallelujah.
Yah Zebaoth, the Holy One of Israel.
Yes. Say that name again.
Yah Zebaoth, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, family, there you have it. Echoes of the prophets. Excerpt for the upcoming book. And I'm just grateful and honored today to have to be able to sit here and speak with the Moray and have him share with us these precious, precious and awesome insights. And we're truly looking forward to the release of the book. Moray, before we sign off for today, I wanted to give our listeners some contact information for you.
Sure.
So that they can reach out to you by email or phone or anything like that to keep abreast of what's going on with the release, and we can talk about things for the updates.
Sure. My email address is KAHTRIEL, the number 7, at hotmail.com. My cell phone number is 914-320-0177.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Moray, for joining us on today on the Healer Praise Show. And thank you, all you listeners. And remember, we draw Yah's presence with our praise, and we manifest his presence with our lives. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, for all people listening.